On a Friday, so we'd like to get our update as far as the rugby is concerned for Stan Sport. And our man Andrew Swain, the very, very bad golfer, I'm told, is joining us on the line. G'day, Swainy.
Someone filmed me in slow-mo yesterday swinging my golf club, and I look like Homer Simpson in slow-mo when he's swinging the baseball bat. Horrendous. But, you know, I had a good day.
Where do we see this, Swainy? How can we see this said footage?
On Instagram, the Waratahs have posted it. Thank you very much to our friends at the Waratahs.
Right.
Golf day yesterday at Bonnie Doon. It was a tremendous day out, but a lot of golf balls hit yesterday, that's for sure.
Very, very good. Rebels take you on the Western Force. I'm going to look this up too, by the way. Looking forward to that. How do you see this one going, the Rebels versus the Western Force? Of course, the Waratahs having their golf day. They've got the weekend off.
Yeah, they've got the weekend off, the bye this week. This Rebels Force game is hugely important, gents, because basically whoever wins this is in the box seat to finish third in the Super Rugby AU comp, which means they go through to a qualifying final. Whoever finishes top, which will probably be the winner of tomorrow night's game, goes straight through to the final. So, yeah, hugely important game at Amy Park tonight. The Rebels and Force, last time they played against each other, it was 10-7. It was an absolute nail-biter. 15 of 16 matches between these two sides have been decided by single figures. That's how close it is between these two teams.
Well, a timely return of Wallaby Cole Godwin for the Force, mate. Perfect timing for such an important match.
Yeah, and they've got a smattering of internationals through the Force too. Godwin, he takes the captain's tag tonight as well. So added pressure on him, but four Argentine internationals through the team as well, including the two halves, Tomas Cabelli and Domingo Miotti, both Pumas. And so they've got lots of international experience on the field tonight, the Western Force. They need to win this game. There's no two buts about it. It's 100% they need to win this game if they're any chance of playing at the back end of the season.
Who are you tipping now? We've seen a fair bit, Swainy. Who are you tipping to go over there and represent Australia as far as the... What are they calling it when we take on the winners of the Aotearoa as well?
Yeah, so Trans-Tasman. So once this Super Rugby AU competition's finished, then there's 5 weeks of Kiwi sides playing the Aussie side. So they all play each other once, which will be fantastic to watch. I reckon the Queensland Reds at the moment, they find a way to win. And you know, this Reds-Brumbies game tomorrow night is hugely important for both teams' confidence as well. The Reds lose tomorrow night. It's their first loss of the season. The Brumbies, lose tomorrow night. They've lost to the Reds twice this year. So it's a big one. And those two are the two sides that will be flying the flag in the Trans-Tasman comp, I reckon. And I reckon on any day, given day, the Brumbies or the Reds could beat the best side in New Zealand, given what we've seen this year, just how good these sides are playing. So, yeah, it's been a really good competition so far, good for the confidence. And as we're leading into Trans-Tasman, I reckon the Reds and the Brumbies are the two sides that are flying a flag for Super Rugby AU.
Like you said, Swainy, the Brumbies' only loss was against the Reds. Do you think they can return serve here? Because it is at Suncorp. They're away from home.
Yeah, and it was a belting game too, boys. It was a huge encounter. I think there was 70-odd points scored in that game, and it came down to a try from Jordan Fataia at the death in the 78th minute to win the game for the Queensland Reds off a beautiful bit of instinctive play from another Wallaby, Hunter Paisami. So, yeah, I reckon the Brumbies will be frothing for revenge in this one. They are desperate to return serve and beat the Reds in their own backyard. And also, whoever wins this game, it basically locks up a home final. So, the Reds are so hard to beat at Suncorp. It's a real fortress for them. And the Brumbies will be desperate to do the job there.
Hey, Swainy, in the Sydney Morning Herald, Tommy Decent writes, failed coach or scapegoat, referring to Rob Penny. Where do you stand on this?
Look, scapegoat's probably too strong a word, but I don't think he's a failed coach. I just don't think he was given the opportunity to develop the team that he wanted to pick. There's guys in that organisation that have put players into the positions that they have that they're in. A lot of players have left and gone overseas, and Rob Penny hasn't been able to really do anything about that. So, look, I think scapegoat's too harsh probably a word, but it's somewhere in the middle. You know, I certainly feel, though, that Rob Penny is a very good coach and was pretty hard done by with that call a couple of weeks back.
Andrew Mertens writes, he believes kick-out could be a huge success in the rugby as far as being a wallaby in his own right. How do you see that one?
Yeah. Oh, Mertz is a pretty good judge, isn't he? You know, an 80 test All Black. Mm. He knows what he's talking about. So, yeah, definitely think he's got the ability to play the game of rugby union. Test level, that's a different beast.
Where would he play?
You know,
yeah,
test
would you play him in the centres?
Probably in the centres. I reckon probably in the centres. He's got that skill set, doesn't he? He can distribute a little bit. He's solid defensively, but he also knows how to run hard lines, and that's kind of what you need in the centres in rugby union. So
yeah, I reckon you'd have about 15 other halfbacks in the NRL be more than happy to kick in some money for the AOU to buy a kick out, so they would not have to tackle him every week.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Very good. Well, Swainy, mate, we appreciate having a chat on this Friday again. They named some other players as well, Angus Crichton, Daniel Tupu, a few other names to be mentioned there. But you've got it all covered on Stan, and we look forward to that one, Swainy.
Yeah, boys, all of Super Rugby AU and Aotearoa, as well as this weekend, club rugby starts in Sydney and Brisbane. So you've got the Shoot Shield in Sydney, every match live on Stan, and every match of the Hospitals Cup in Brisbane live on Stan as well. So that's 10 games of club rugby at 3 p.m. tomorrow, leading into a night's worth of Super Rugby. I think you could get a couple of cartons together and a few mates and a barbecue, and away you go on the Stan tomorrow.
Yeah, you've sold that very, very well. That sounds very, very good indeed. Swainy from Stan Sport, we appreciate it, mate.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the weekend.